All right, lads, and welcome back to Kicking It With Mike. I am Mike, and today I'm joined by the ever so present Jay. How are you, man?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Perfect, not too bad. Still slumbering in the hotel, I see, is it?
I am tonight, yeah. Busy week with work, so hoteling it tonight.
All right, a couple of trades being sent out then, so. So we'll just start with the way we always start. It's a bit of an earlier one this week, just because of you'll actually find out in a couple of minutes why, but we just pulled it back a couple of days. So any trades yourself? You've picked up anything nice this week? Or
Trade-wise, probably not so much in terms of received, actually. My nicest card I've had this week is the Salah Gold GC, if I'm honest. Busy with work, so I haven't seen many flying in. But getting Salah Gold GC and the picture being a really nice quality is more than makes up for it.
Yeah, it's really nice. The requests, some of the offers I'm getting for it are, like, I'm just like, that's the way, it's kind of like going back to that Matt Bezler story you had, where you're kind of like, I think I'm going to regret this if I don't accept it. And I'm kind of feeling that way about some of them. I'm getting offered multiple game changers, I'm getting offered Derby game changers, and I'm kind of like, you know, it's one of them ones, do I, don't I?
Yeah, I'm kind of similar to yourself. I'm in two minds, but I cast my mind back to the first GC that I won. I think I referenced it in first gold GC that I won, the Özil.
Yeah.
I regret selling that now, so I don't know. I'm really not sure what to do with it, to be honest with you, but I am being offered some nice stuff for it, but I think for now I'm going to hold on to it a little bit longer.
Just some of the other ones then, there's Chen Tucson and from Everton. I think they dropped the ball with the picture there.
Yeah, it's not the nicest, is it? I'm not gonna lie. It's I don't mind it. It's not the worst one in the world, but and I didn't really, to be honest, I was mainly focused on the images of Salah. I didn't really look at images of Tucson, but it's not the nicest, but then he may not be the most photogenic guy, you know? he might have been the best of a bad bunch.
Mane is not a bad one. Mane is hugging Salah and it's no one's fault and smiles all around.
I quite like Salah, to be honest. Mane, to be honest.
Yeah, the rest are kind of just as they usually are. Salah's really nice.
Yeah, definitely. I really like that. The fact the snow's in it as well is... I think he's just one of them GCs that I think in time he's going to become very hard to get hold of.
Yeah. I've just been picking up, trying to get 11 of as high as boosts as I can. I've been picking up some really nice stuff, a lot of contests. The nicest, I would say, David Villa, do you want a blue VIP award? I believe it's a 3 boost, but it's a nice looking card. Or sorry, not David Villa, David Silva.
David Silva, yeah. So the kind of blue boost.
I did pack Danny Surridge's signature. I don't collect the signature set, but I just said I'd open two or three packs and I got them in one or two of them. I don't know which one.
Okay. I might have that off you.
Yeah, you can have a nab of it there. Andre, I've got 11. Other than that, not a whole lot. I do like the wheel boost, the wheel price this week where they have, so they've released the lava set, which is always a nice looking set, but in the wheel price, they've actually released... They've released like a blue variant of it.
Yeah, I saw that. I've managed to pick a few of them up actually.
Yeah, they're nice. And there's a couple of bases there as well.
Yeah, I've not gone for the lava set in terms of the actual set they've released. I have got a few of the prize wheel ones. I'm starting to wind down how much I'm kind of investing now in terms of sets that are being released for EPL.
Yeah, with only eight
weeks left, I don't really think there's going to be too much to drop that will knock me out the top 20. So, but I'm hoping that they do some sort of VIP combi pack on those, and then I'll pick them up then, hopefully.
Yeah, I think the only thing I'm going to bar the VIP packs, the only thing I'm going to pick up are contests. But again, like, I think the boosts are high enough on like Son, Hazard, Salah. It's only if someone else drops in there, you might just pick them up.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a fair shout, to be honest.
Other than that, there's not a whole lot. Like the tops now have come. Well, they came out last Monday. We recorded on the Sunday. They came out on the Monday. I'm not a fan just because they're so sporadic. If it was a once a week thing, it would be kind of a collector's thing, but they're so sporadic.
Yeah, or even if they did it once a month or something, you know, maybe it was like the tops now dropped once a month. Yeah. But I've just noticed some more wheel cards have dropped. There's an article about wheel cards now.
I haven't actually seen them there myself. The kind of working my way through it. There is a nice set, the star signing set, the EPL one. I don't think you went after it for EPL.
No, so I got some of the
wheel price.
Again, there was the wheel ones, but I didn't go for that set. To be honest, it's a bit of a miss on my part. So decent boost and decent cards.
Yeah, very high boost on them. The DFL ones dropped this week. Some nice cards in there. Kevin Prince Boateng and James.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've really tried to stay away from sporadically going at DFL. Just literally because I didn't want to scattergun it. But yeah. There's been a few. I mean, I picked up some DFL game changers over the last few weeks.
Yeah, some of the pictures aren't bad.
Some really, really nice ones, to be fair. So yeah, not too bad at all.
The highlights this week. I'm so sorry, Phil. But what the hell is Danny Ings in the highlights, sir? He won't kick football for the rest of the year. Like, it's just.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I think they'd literally just release that card so Phil can get 28 of them.
Yeah, I think he's got no bang him in now next weekend or something.
Absolutely, yeah. And if he does, I think we'll.
Delete.
We'll all be hitting him up.
The star players, UCL, are you going to give it a bash for the last couple of weeks, or?
I might again keep mentioning Philly's going to love me. I might open some and trade them to Phil because Phil's collecting. But I don't really have enough UCL left now to kind of even entertain like a bronze GC. So I'm kind of thinking maybe not on that, and it might be a set that I revisit at the end of the season. So yeah. Once people have stopped chasing, they've kind of really transferred to
collectors.
Collectors, or you know, people have transitioned into MLS and you know they have a different kind of value. Then I might revisit after that. But for now, like I said, I'm really being quite choosy with what I go after, which is great because that means that when I see something I really like, I can probably invest a little bit more and get a few of them, which is quite nice.
Yeah. Just have you seen a set of players? If not, I'm going to call them out and see if you can pick the odd one out. So there's Mo Salah, Dybala, yep. Dani Alves, Benzema, Tolisso, Lukaku, Dzeko, and Kevin De Bruyne.
You see that? It's a pretty elite set, isn't it?
Yeah, but there is something wrong with one of them.
Oh, read them out to me again.
Salah, Dybala,
yep.
Alves, Benzema, Tolisso, Lukaku, Dzeko, and De Bruyne.
Well, Alves ain't going to score, is he?
Well, Lukaku's not going to score because they're out. Either it's Alves, yeah. Oh, any cop Alves there?
So there's a couple that aren't going to score. So,
like, from a collector's,
frustrating.
We go back to what we said last week. From a collector's point, yeah, it's cool that we're still getting the cards, but yeah, like.
But you could have dropped that into an EPL set.
At this end of the season, we'd call it the business end of the season where. The only people who are going to be opening these, because I presume they're diamonds only, they're going to be high because the boost on them, they're going to be very hard to come by in a coin pack. You know, it's a bit of a kick to put in Lukaku and Alves who don't score there.
Yeah, you're looking at what? 40 diamonds, 1 in 5, or 15,000 coins, 1 in 30. So, you know, you're talking 450,000 coins per card.
Yeah, it's nice.
And two of them don't score. Wow. Oh, no, three of them. Jack is Roma through.
Roma went through and away goals, yeah. They're playing Madrid.
So Roma's got two games left. So, yeah, look, it's expensive. I guess the card counts are going to be low.
Yeah.
I guess is the upside, flip side. But, you know... Alves, maybe, because PSG collectors, fine. You know, maybe have one in there if you're going to have one at all. But Lukaku, there's no need. He could have easily gone into an EPL set. I mean, it's a nice card, but
Yeah, it could have easily been an EPL set, that one.
Just looking at the article there for the wheel prize, looking down at the very last part. So you have your Lavas, which is the blue variant. There's the wheel set, a couple of players. I'm not familiar. Do you know what they are? There's Kieran Gibbs, Courtois, Dunk, Airfield.
Yeah, so I mean, most of them now have got some sort of card. So I don't think there's any like premium kind of baseless there. But I mean, Troy Deeney's got a few cards. Kieran Gibbs got a few cards. Moting got quite a few high boosts. Saw Cedric has had wheel cards already. Sorry, not wheel cards, but he's had his gold featured on the wheel. You've got Hayden, who's had a couple of cards now. Bernardo Silva's had probably a lot of contest cards
and stuff. Yeah.
So there's nothing really there that stands out as actually
the only one
going after. The only bit I suppose you've got there is there's an award for collecting the entire wheel set later in the season.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing obviously it's just that wheel set, so worth getting a few of each, I guess, as you go through, but nothing really jumps out at me as wow, I need to really go and hammer the wheel.
The only one that kind of appeals to me, because he always comes on, but he never scores or very rarely scores highly, but it's the one time that you don't have him, is that Colin Quiner from Huddersfield.
Quiner,
yeah.
Oh, so the lava, on the lava set.
Yeah.
So I think, I'll just double check, I'm pretty sure.
He has a New Year's 2.2 boost.
So he's got a few cards, I believe. I'm just going to... Just going to try and load. So he's got the New Year's boost.
That's the one, yeah.
But he's also got a boot relic, which again is a 2.2. So 2.2 is the highest. So you'll be getting probably a two boost on the lava because it's a wheel card. So yeah, it's difficult this time of season because you've got so many cards that are out. You know, the disappointing thing is we've got 8 games left or 7 games left, whatever it is, and we've still not had all the base dropped.
Yeah.
They could have done another base drop into the wheel set, in my opinion, just to kind of flush that through. But, yeah, well, we'll see.
Perfect. What we'll talk about is the game changer. So we mentioned Salah and how nice it was, and you know, we've seen a couple of values going on. Well, I've been keeping an eye on Twitter because I was in two minds whether to sell or not. I've spoken to a couple of people and everyone's kind of said, look, don't sell, it'll become more valuable. The thing is, I believe something is more valuable, as you say, and you said it there a couple of weeks ago, something is more valuable when it first drops and when it's hot. I'm not a Liverpool fan. The only sentimental value it holds to me is because of my first EPL goal game changer. Now, if someone was to drop something, we'd say like a Pogba Derby game changer in my trades box, could maybe sway me a small bit. Just putting that out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want it, I'll do Pogba.
Let me look at the picture first. Now I'm probably trying to send that to you first.
Hold on. I'll take it.
Hold on.
It's locked at the moment for me, the Pogba is, but as you're a United fan, I would do that for you.
20 card count as well, isn't it? Yeah, similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll discuss after this.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So I would say my favourite goal game changer this season, It's an odd one. Leave out the derbies for a minute. I think there's so many nice ones, really, isn't there? I would have to go with Morata.
See, Morata was a nice one. And there's not many of them knocking around now because there's some on a banned account.
Yeah, nice clean picture. It's that kind of dusky set to it. I believe it was one of the first as well.
Yeah, it was, I think... third or fourth, I think. Might be wrong.
Yeah, no, I really like that now. Other than that, they're just... The majority of them are nice. There's one I don't really like. Lanzini's not great. Yeah, Lanzini probably stands out as probably the... No, I wouldn't say the worst because, as I said, they're all nice, but Lanzini probably stands out as my least favourite.
So my least favourite... is the first Ozil. He looks like an old man.
Oh, I know what I want.
That's a pretty... just a shocking capture of his face. I mean, you know...
Oh, my God, I have it up here, yeah. It's...
It doesn't look good. It kind of looks like Goonies are calling. But then his other Gold GC is a really nice one. Yeah. I think the Alexis Sanchez one is a really, really nice one.
He doesn't necessarily take a bad picture for kick, does he, Sanchez?
No, he tends to take a good one. And, you know, I had the pleasure of having some involvement in that picture. But I think if you were going to say just on the quality of the picture and the capture of the moment, Aaron Ramsey, for me, mid-air celebrating, I really, really do like that one.
Yeah, just wonder when I was flicking through him there, that David Silva, I believe it's the newest David Silva, is pretty nice as well. He's been lofted up in the air by Gabriel Jesus. Yeah. That's a nice looking one.
Yeah, version 2 is quite nice. But to be fair, I mean, look, I mean, everyone will have a different opinion on the picture. You know, some people will like them, some people won't like them.
Yeah.
You're never going to please everyone. I know there's a bit of, you know, about Martinez. I actually quite like it. So I think, you know, in the main, the picture quality has been good. I think the, you know, we've been blessed to have some great players this time. So we've had some really nice, high value players. So yeah, all in all, this season, I think they've done a relatively good job on GCs and GC pictures, to be fair.
And if you were to pick one, an overall one, then?
Oh, I know, this season.
Yeah, well, no, overall, through all the seasons, your favorite goal game changer.
That's, look, Villa aside, because obviously Benteke, yeah. Personally, it's a toss up between two. For me, one is the Aguero where he's kissing his finger.
Yeah,
I think that is just such a clean, crisp. It's really, really nice.
Did I see that knocking about on Twitter there this week as well? I think someone selling it.
If you did, then point me in their direction.
Yeah, I would
quite like to pick one. I mean, look, the last time I saw one of those go in, it was close to 3 figures. I think still. And then the other one is the thin border Hazard, where he's kind of jumping and doing a fist pump. I just think those two in particular are just really, really nice, clean, crisp pictures, full kind of full body pictures as well. So when you're looking at it, it's like a full image. It's not cut. It's not cropped. It's not, you know, just their face or whatever. There's some really, really nice, some really nice ones from that season in particular. But those two for me are probably the two standout ones.
See, I have three and they're all MLS. The first one is, it's Ethan Finlay. He's sliding on his knees. He's kind of leaning backwards. It's the thin border gold one. I like that one. The second one then is Keelan Rowe in the snow, which is just, yeah. It's the picture choice is unbelievable. The next one and the last one will be Giovinco. Again, these are all the thin borderline ones, so these are obviously my favourite design. He has the ball in his hand. He's kind of walking towards the camera and smiling, but you can see all the tattoos and stuff. And I think that's a nice looking picture.
Yeah, to be fair, they are some really hard to get ones as well. They are, you know, they're from the earlier seasons as well. But yeah, they are some really, really clean. I mean, that year in particular, there were some really, really nice GCs and the gold ones. Even the silver ones that year were amazing.
Yeah, I think it's the border design that just kind of makes it. It gives it a nice clean look.
It's just so clean. It really is. So, yeah, I can completely agree with you there, mate.
Perfect. So, look, we're just hitting the break time there. So, I have two quick questions for you. You're about to indulge in a massive chase. It's going from 12:30 on Saturday morning until, we'd say, 7:00 after the 5:30 game. What do you stock up on food-wise?
Oh, that's a good question.
Just throwing it out there. Personally, I'm Jaffa Cakes. I could eat about 7 packets of Jaffa Cakes, I'd say.
So my kind of Saturday routine is a light snack before the 12:30 game.
It's like we're athletes here.
Yes, I'm athletes. I've got the body of a mathlete. Nothing. So I grab a light snack before the game, and then my Saturday. So my, you know, majority of people know I've got kids. So Saturdays is lasagna day.
Right.
So I get a light snack before the game, but I prepare a lasagna from scratch every Saturday. So literally, as soon as the 3 p.m. game's finished, the lasagna goes in the oven on low. And then by half time of the, sorry, not half time. Just before the middle of the first half, it's kind of ready to come out of the oven. Then by the time it's cooled down, garlic bread's done, it's ready to go just before half time. So I've got the timing now down to a T. I've had to, like, you know, have the oven on slightly lower than full and all that sort of stuff. But I've got the timing down to a T. But that's what we do.
Yeah.
And then 15 minutes. So you'll often see me, right? I'm off for 15 minutes. I have to have some food. And it's lasagna every Saturday.
Nice.
So, you'd love it.
Bro.
What about yourself?
Jaffa cakes all the way through till about 7 o'clock. And then with my order takeaway then after that.
Amazing.
Saturday's just a big pig day in my house. So, yeah, it's just Jaffa cakes and just whatever's handy, really. Nutri-Grain bars, everything. Do you don't listen to music then, Jason? I don't personally myself, but I have been speaking to a lot of people who listen to music, Jason. I don't think I could, because I have to hold my hand up and say there has been the odd one or two tackles that I've missed. I'm kind of like, shit, please don't notice I've missed it. Please don't notice I've missed it. Please. And then, like, nobody knows. And, like, I got off scot-free. But then that one time when someone does notice, I'm like, oh, yeah, I updated. Check the stream there. It's up there somewhere.
Yeah, so if it's a game that's live, then sometimes I will. But then, like you say, you kind of do need sometimes to have the volume on, and you have to just to kind of pick up. You know, you might not see who was fouled, etc. But obviously, the 3 p.m. games and stuff, we all kind of take a commentary, so it's quite difficult to kind of do it then. So I don't really tend to listen to a bit of music, but I'm quite well tuned, having kids, mate. That
this is all now.
You can listen to quite a few things at the same time.
Yeah, kind of pick out what you need to, so. Well, we'll let you go there. I'll be back to you in a moment. There, okay.
Cheers, mate.
Perfect. All right, lads, and welcome back to Kicking It with Mike. Today, I'm joined by a very, very special guest. It's the one and only, the guy you're going to learn to love, T-Bone Cabone. How are you, man?
Man, I'm great. Thanks for having me, brother.
Perfect. What's your day been like, basically? I've seen you streaming Sea of Thieves earlier, was it?
Yeah, I was streaming a little Sea of Thieves, and I tried a pirate accent that didn't work out so well, but it was absolutely a fun time for sure.
Yeah, graphically, it looks amazing. I watched about a half an hour of it. It looks like a very nice game. So we'll start with the kick question, we'd say. So you're American. American's first love should be American football, or the NFL, as we call it this side of the pond. What drew you to Topps Kick, and what drew you to soccer or football?
That's funny, because I think the biggest thing is this. You do grow up in a different environment here in the United States versus over the pond. For you guys, I feel like it's a lot about football and heritage and your community football club and the one that's closest to you, and you support it till you die. And I respect that. I respect that so very much. I still am an NFL fan. I root for the Cincinnati Bengals because that's where I grew up. You know, same kind of concept for me. And yeah, so that's a suffering fan right there, if you know anything about the Bengals. But football, there's something magical about the sport, and it's a sport that I got a chance to play in the Air Force representing my base team over in Korea. And I've got so I got to play a lot. I watched a lot of World Cup, and then eventually you know, England was one of the teams that I always followed. Beckham obviously was always a big name, and Manchester United just was home from the start as far as the club that I valued, and the few times I actually got to see him on TV, and I was fortunate enough a few years back to see them live here at Mile High Stadium, and it was amazing seeing Rooney get a goal. So the passion, the amount of love that goes into this sport is unsurpassed, and regardless of what sport that America made, football, real football, is the world sport, and it's a beautiful thing.
Perfect. Why not MLS? Why, as you said, Manchester United? Or why the Premier League? Why Champions League? Why follow all this football, European football, which rather than, like, I'm from Ireland, so our national league or our local league, it's subpar to say the least. It's a lot lower than MLS standard. But someone who watches MLS, like myself, quite frequently, it's an all right standard. Like, you know, some decent players there, Giovinco, Davavia, why cross over? I suppose when you probably got into it, the players weren't there, but why cross over this side of the pond and not stay local?
Well, when I first started following football, there was no MLS. So let's start there.
All right, okay.
And then when MLS came about, you have to remember, we Americans are so arrogant sometimes that we said, you know what, we're going to create a professional soccer league, but we're going to do it on our terms. It makes no sense to have a clock counting up. They counted backwards, you know.
Right. So
there was a lot of changes and innovation that the Americans were going to do before they realized, you know what, this is dumb. the world's not going to change for us. We're one nation. So finally they got on board. But, you know, you talk about David Villa and you talk about Giovinco and all these good MLS players. Understand this. It's no different than you have the Canadian Football League, which is a professional football league that deals with American football style, right? And it's over in Canada. You can watch the NFL or you can watch the CFL, which it is, right? Canadian Football League. You're not going to get the same enjoyment watching the Canadian Football League. The talent is less, so the play is sloppier, and you don't get those explosive hits, and it's no different. European football is the standard, and right now, to me, with the big money deal of last year and all the money that the clubs are putting into their teams, the EPL is the standard for all of football.
Right. I had to do a bit of homework on you. I'm not going to lie. I did do a bit of homework. I asked around a couple of questions. Is it true that the first rule of the Topps Bananas is don't talk about the Topps Bananas?
You know what? There's a lot of fallacies that go into the whole Topps Bananas thing. Let me tell you this.
I do have to say my source is a very reliable member of the Topps Bananas.
Yeah, it's like Fight Club, but. the big thing is a lot of people have this misconception that at one time in Topps Kick, there were a bunch of YouTubers and streamers and whatnot that came over and Topps sponsored them and they gave them a bunch of coins and it really changed up the chase. At that point, I wasn't even a big chaser, so it didn't affect me as much. But the whole reason the Topps Banana group was conceived was absolutely to finish sets, like to help each other instead of, you know, you see all the gibberish. Hey, I'll give you 2 for 1.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people jump on it. I do myself at times to finish sets. But I wanted to create a group where we could be like, you know what? 1 for 1. Let's be fair. Let's help each other out. That was the concept. Carl Bull, Dennis O. There was a lot of people involved in that. Mike Leake. There's so many names to mention that have come and gone. And so that's where it stemmed from. And everyone thought it was because we were out to get the YouTubers and all that. And this was before I started doing YouTube. And that wasn't the case at all. But I think it's funny how it morphed into that.
Yeah. To be saying, like, obviously the YouTubers are going to help ye as well, because the more the app grows, the more the money comes in, the more content ye get, the more licenses us as players get. So in a way, it's a good thing. I understand giving them free stuff for say and then flaunting it. It's not as if they went about their business quietly. They quite openly made everyone aware that this is what they were getting, from what I remember.
It's
a bit of a kick.
But here's the thing about it. And part of it was ignorance on my part, because unless you do YouTube or you do streaming, you don't understand what goes into it. And you don't understand the cost that goes into it. And you don't understand what it is where you're trying to, you know, a lot of people that do that, they're trying to do it for a career. So in order to make money or whatever, companies partner up with you, but they don't necessarily pay you in cash, you know?
Yeah.
And if they pay the streamers and YouTubers in coins, obviously it frustrates us. But at the end of the day, now I get it and I didn't then. But again, the Bananas was never about, oh, we're anti, you know, YouTubers or anti sponsored players. We really just wanted to help each other complete sets and to do them in the most inexpensive manner possible.
Yeah, it can be very frustrating when you're looking for that last highlight or the last piece of the puzzle for a set, and you're nearly giving an arm and a leg for it because they know it's the last one. It can be quite frustrating. Speaking of YouTube, I've always followed, like I've been around Topps Kick since day one, kind of in the background, kind of coming a bit more to the forefront now myself. But your YouTube channel is one that has always been number one. Check the sub box, see what's there. Always enjoyed the content. It's actually very surreal. I was saying to my wife earlier, I was like, I can't believe I'm actually going to be speaking to someone on my podcast, because I have done a couple of guest appearances on your own podcast or your own prediction videos and stuff like that. But I just saying, it was very surreal that, you know, someone that I used to wake up, wait for the video to drop, wait for the sub box to get the mention, and watch the video religiously, and follow everything as gospel. You know, it's, you know, so I just had to put that out there. But speaking of YouTube, obviously I've followed your progress. Would you say you've kind of, I wouldn't say turn your back on it now with the whole small content creators, but it has died down a bit on your side, has it? Or
it's kind of twofold. Yeah, I mean, I would agree to that. YouTube, I don't feel like is the creative friendly atmosphere it once was. It's really all about corporations and sponsorships. And, you know, it's hard when I put out a video. And let me back up one second. First of all, I want to say the words you just mentioned are very humbling. And I had no idea about that until you just said it. And I tell you what, it does give me goosebumps. And I know a lot of people think I have this major big ego, but I really don't. A lot of times when you have to put your face out there and you have to confront haters and trolls nonstop, it seems like you have to have this facade and you have to have this outer shell, or else it will get to you and eat at you. Yeah. But I appreciate those kind words for sure. But back to the YouTube thing. If you're not there for the small creator, what are you there for? If you go, I find it hard to compete when I put a video up on YouTube and I see the NFL putting a video up on YouTube and Premier League putting a video up on YouTube. People are going to want to watch that and not the average creator, you know, and so many people have done FIFA. And yeah, you know, I did Kick predominantly, but the problem is Kick was broken and it hasn't been until recently that they fixed it. Now, with the new release, if it comes out this fall and it's right and the engineers get off their butts and fix the things that need to be fixed in the chase and other things like club GCs, if they add them for the season long chase, man, look, everyone knows business 101, the best business is repeat business. And if you have a guy that even when they get burned out at the end of the season, still has that dangling carrot they can chase for, you bet your butt that's going to make you money if you keep those things and not take them away from the fans and the chasers. So go ahead.
No, it just keeps the longevity of it. Like, you know, if you miss out on top 20 one week, it kind of gives you, you know, you're still in with that chance. You know, okay, you've missed one, but you can see the overall season leaderboard and you're still within a chance of winning that club GC. So it kind of, it balances out that way as well, that if somebody misses two or three in a row and finishes 22nd, 21st, 23rd, can be quite disheartened. But if they have that other leaderboard, that they, because we say they're in a different league than the other top 20, they're still leading that one or close to leading that one, it can add that bit. And, you know, you're keeping players there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if they do those things and the chase engine is working at least halfway decent, I know the producers absolutely work their butts off. All right. But the producers are just half the issue, right? Everything that the producers could do based on my video that I put out that Topps needs to fix, they've done that. Like, if you look at it, they brought back Derby GCs. Yeah. They've given us a say so. Look, this last chase for that Sala Gold GC, you wouldn't have even had that necessarily, because this would have been a prolonged chase or no chase at all for some simple contest card. Instead, they let us vote. We voted, they listened, and we got a beautiful card out of it. Because why? The producers give a crap. Now I need those engineers that are working on their stuff to do what they need to do, and then I'll cover Kick again just like I once did. Now, that being said, I will tell you this. Videos like Worst Trades of the Week and Steals of the Week, a lot of banter goes into that, but it really, really did weigh heavy on me. I didn't like who I was when I did those. I ended up hurting a lot of people's feelings, and I think a lot of that, you know, all I can really issue is just a blanket apology for anyone I ever truly offended. Of course, there were a lot of people that learned from those as well, and so it's like a double-edged sword. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do with all that, but if Kick is back, I'll be back. And what I mean by back is the chase works.
I was actually one of the people that, now I think we spoke about it, but it was quite a number of years ago. I don't think you recall it. I think I was on Steals of the Week or Worst Trade of the Week. Maybe it was Worst Trade. I gave an Arnautovic, I believe it was a purple boost at the time, 112 card count for the last two goal of the weeks I needed for UCL. And just finished work, checking Twitter, and Darren Anderson messaged me. He goes, "The T-Bone's after calling you a FIFA guy." I'm like, "What?" So I went on, watched the video, and I messaged him. I was like, "Jesus, man, you're a bit harsh there." And like, no, it was only like, look, it's a bit of banter. Like, if I suppose it's picking and choosing and knowing but then you can't do that either, because then it'll become obvious that you are picking and choosing. But it's a tough subject, especially over the internet with all that's coming about these days. It can be a tough one to call someone out for something that they've done wrong or something that they've done stupidly, or just calling people out at all over the internet is a big of a no-no now.
Yeah, and I think one of the things for me personally is what I did was they were all submissions. You know, people thought that I used mine, and there were a few episodes where I did.
Yeah.
But for the majority, I used everyone's trades, and what I did was, and I had to learn from my mistakes, right? The very first episodes, I had everyone's tag out there, which, oh my gosh, if I could turn back the clock, I would never call someone out by their ID like that, and I wish I would have known better, but, you know, that's part of the learning process. But I put I put all the trade submissions in a folder, and all I do, and I don't look at any of the names, is I look at, because I've actually had top bananas I put in those videos as well, but I just look at the trade itself and try to go off that merit. And it's very time consuming to do that, believe it or not. And so then I'd go from there, and then I, you know, try to be funny. It's tough, man.
But on the other side of it, like, you're a YouTube creator, you're a content creator. You've set this daily schedule where you have to release something. Like, I get it. Whereas I want these to drop once a week, I wanted to drop every week. So I get, like, your mind is constantly going, right, okay, what are we going to do? Like, this particular one, I knew this was coming up for a week, so I have a long list of questions that I'm going to try to work through. I sent it to you last night, and you were like, geez, that's a lot. Like, are you sure? But look, yeah. You know, so I get it to a point where you just need to fill it. Like, so at the end of the day, if that's something that, like, you have to get something out there. If you're a content creator, you have to, like, you're not going to be everybody's friend, because, as you said, your face is going to be out there. People are going to be saying, who does this guy think he is, giving us advice? And it's a tough one, especially with a tough community.
Yes.
But just going back to it, you said you're, like, average, like, YouTube aren't going to help the average content creator. Like, 5,820 subscribers, I believe. I wouldn't call that average. That's quite phenomenal, really, when you think of it. When you think of the grand scheme of things, like, how many players, active players, play Kick? And then, because it was a Kick predominant channel.
Right.
So how many of those players then have filtered across YouTube specifically for your channel?
Yeah. I mean, you bring up good points, and I you're right. You know, I guess I have everything to thank for the successes I did have on YouTube to the Kick community. I mean, that's 90% of it, without a doubt.
But, and what like, is YouTube done now, or are you kind of at a crossroads?
I'm not done with YouTube. Matter of fact, I'm going to release a UFC prediction video tomorrow. With Kick, I want to be careful, you know,
yeah.
Because it's one of those things where we've been waiting so long on promises that things would be fixed. And if they're fixed, then I don't mind promoting it. But I have a hard time telling kids, hey, whatever extra money you have on this app that's broken. Yeah. I don't think that's right either. So there'll be more daily content.
All right. Twitch then. Where do you see yourself going Twitch-wise? Is it long-term? Do you have a long-term goal, or is it just...
I love...
Just something to do.
No goals per se, but you know what? I love it. I absolutely love it. And I tell you what, I like streaming Kick more so than doing the videos. Just because I get to talk to the community live. Ashley just set up the Discord. So actually, in future Kick streams, people can get into the voice chat and people can have a say right there live on the stream, as opposed to typing it.
And how would that work? Would like, it would be like a shouting match, or do you have to connect people in, or?
I don't know how that would work exactly. It's probably not going to be too much of a shouting match. There are mute buttons that you can use and all that. And I'll probably have to have someone like Ashley or whoever kind of help mod that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a once a week thing. And I know JJ was talking about streaming. If you get into streaming, I think that'd be great. The more people that stream and bring awareness to that, I think is a good thing. But for me to fully commit to Kick, I think Kick needs to finally fully commit to the customer.
Just moving on then from the whole Twitch, YouTube, we go back to Kick itself. One card, I ask anyone I speak to, if you could pick one card that you would never sell, regardless of the situation. You said, no, I leave it on my account. You can die on my account. Now, personally, off your account, I like the Henri Golden Moments. I would say it's a low card count as it is, but I would say it's a lot lower with dead banned accounts and people that have it locked down. So just want to get your opinion on your favorite card or cards, if you can't pick one.
Well, it's a card I don't own, and if I did own it, it would be like that. Now, the only reason I have Henri is thanks to Michael Marr. He is, for me, there's a lot of great people. I find you to be amazing. I find JJ to be amazing. A lot of people are amazing on the app, but Michael Marr, to me, if I had to label anybody with this one word, it would be him, and that's class.
Yeah.
And so that's the only reason I have that card. But as far as the one card I would love to own, is the one of one diamond Rooney autograph, and that would be locked forever. That's my dream card.
Is it a? It's not a record breaker, is it? No.
No, it's a one of one diamond. It was. I think it came out. I think it was the VIP Christmas release, but I'm not 100% sure. Oh
yeah, yeah, I know the one. Yeah,
it's sexy.
Yeah, that's very nice. Look, what we'll do is we're hitting the 20-minute mark. Myself and JJ recorded, I'm sure you heard, recorded a 60-minute episode not long ago. Hit the end button, and apparently when you hit record for so long, depending on your phone type or your processor type, it won't save over a certain amount of minutes. So I'm just cutting it safe and breaking every 20 minutes. So what I'll do is I'll come back to you in a moment there, okay?
Yeah, that's give me like two or three minutes.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll tweet you there. I'll send you the email on Twitter, and we can work it out that way. All right, perfect. Good. Hi, lads, and welcome back. Still with my boy T-Bone. How are you, man?
I'm so well, man. Thank you for having me again.
Perfect. More than welcome. Thanks very much for joining. So we just spoke of your favorite design ever on the card. What I would like to ask you is, how do you think the designers have stepped up this year in terms of design sets and game changers and whatnot?
I think it could be argued that this year's game changers are some of the best ever, and this year's sets are some of the best ever.
Yeah.
Between the glitch, lava, snow, all amazing sets. You can't argue with them. And the game changer, oh, you look no further than today's release of Salah. And I hate Liverpool, but that's probably one of the sexiest game changers on the planet.
Would you say it's your favorite game changer design of all of Kick?
I'll never say anything Liverpool is my favorite.
Not necessarily the Salah, but go back to the actual design, the carbon copy.
That's a tough one. I mean, I think all the designs eventually grow on me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking year two designs are probably the best with the wide open picture, but this year's have been really nice. That's all I mean.
Perfect.
That's a tough one.
I've gone back and I've watched a couple of your videos there today and yesterday. Your wish list for, we'd say, Kick 16, Kick 17 and Kick 18. I'm going to go on the limit to from bar one or two points, they've all been very similar. I'm not going to say it doesn't seem like anything has been done regarding it, but the turning point was that the Make Kick Great Again video, where it seems like it hit the nail on the head, got the head office or wherever it got to. But do you find it infuriating when you are making those videos? I know Kick 19 is coming up soon. Do you find it a bit infuriating when, like, do you ever look back? So when you make your kicks, when you're sitting down to make your kick 19, will you look back to kick 17 and your kick 18 videos and go, right, so why are 5 points still the same in all three videos?
You know, it's tough because a lot of times the videos for entertainment purposes, and other times it's for a voice, you know, for the kick community. And
yeah.
So that's why I keep asking people, hey, give me your input. Let me know. You know, that video on making Kick Great Again, that wasn't me. I wish I was that smart to come up with every single one of those ideas. That was the community saying, hey, look at this, look at this, look at this. And then me just putting the list together. I don't go back and look at other videos. What I do is I try to say, all right, Kick 19 is coming out. What do I need to do? Or what do I want to see change from right at this moment until Kick 19?
Yeah.
And then we go from there. It gets frustrating. I mean, I think you're talking about what I call the beating your head against the wall factor. You know, the definition of insanity is expecting a different result when it's the same thing every time, right? So
yeah.
But the producers really reached out, and I really feel like their interaction with the fans on Twitter has improved. Their interaction with the fans as far as producers talking to members and having discussions on the app itself has improved. Now it's the big parts, right? It's the meat and potatoes, and we'll see if the meat and potatoes happen come kick 19.
I believe they may be caught in the contract, because obviously they're not going to sign a contract for a mid-season app. It's something that runs for a full season or a full, we'd say, term. You know, you can't, like, they couldn't cut it there and then when they realized that all the chase wasn't working on. Like, when January, February, just cut it and say, right, lads, sorry, we have no provider anymore. We have no updates provider for the chase. You'd have to make do without chase because this is what you wanted. Yeah. So they obviously have to see out their terms of contract. Now, I wonder, is that at the end of kick 18, or have they extended it further? I would like to hope that it's at the end of kick 18 and then they sign with a new provider, whoever that may be. I don't know. I believe they're with Opta at the moment. And I don't know if it's them or if it's their actual servers.
Well, I think part of it, too, is you have, just like with any other game, you have an engine, okay? And the basic engine hasn't changed in 2 years, at least, if not longer.
Yeah.
So, again, if you know, sometimes you have to spend money to make money, and if Kick were to just invest, Kick could be the greatest app out there. You're going to have the biggest following in the whole entire world.
Yeah.
But it's got to work. And if it doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for years properly, look no further than the DFL chase this past weekend. So many people frustrated, and people hit me up all the time with their frustrations. And it hurts my soul a little bit because there's nothing I can do. I'm powerless. I don't work for Tops. I don't work for Kick. You know, I'm just a voice, but I understand what where they're coming from and why they're so pissed off all the time.
And does that side of it, you said you're upset and you understand. Have you ever tried to reach out and say, look, this needs to be fixed or this needs to be sorted?
Well, that's what that last video was. And I think to Top's credit, they watched the video without a shadow of a doubt. They watched the video and they sent it up to corporate. So, you know, the fact that they watch, that means they care. They want to get better too. But again, it's the double aspect, and that's why I tell people to be patient. I'm not giving up on Tops yet. You know what I'm saying? But Kick 19, they have to make those hardcore changes in order to make things work properly. And I think they're trying to do things, and I'm sure there's a lot of things behind the scenes we don't know about. I'm definitely not privy to. And so we just got to go with it, put out a video, tell them what we want, and hope that they can get it done.
Yeah. You mentioned there to make money, you got to spend some money. So speaking of money and in terms of money, what are your thoughts on diamonds and the introduction of diamonds? I as I said, I went back and watched, and your number point or your 10th point on the wish list was no diamonds. Has that changed in any way, or?
It hasn't changed. And I'd have to go back and look at the video. I don't think it was no diamonds. It was just, I understand the concept of them.
Yeah, no, sorry. Right. I believe, I'm not going to say I believe, but I actually know what you said. it was along the lines of, you know, I believe you're so caught in the system of you spent $9.99 and you got 100,000 coins. Now you're switching the concept of, okay, you can still spend your $9.99 and get 100,000 coins, or you can spend your $9.99 and get 1,000 diamonds. And you're kind of, well, which is better? Which do I choose? You're kind of caught in limbo of, what am I actually paying for?
And I agree with that to an extent, but I think they made it abundantly clear that diamonds will get you their premium product. And the reason that they did that is because of all the people creating bot accounts, multiple accounts, all kinds of stuff in order to circumvent that and to farm coins. Well, as a company, you're hemorrhaging at that point if that happens. You know what I'm saying? And so I understand why they went to it. I don't have to like it necessarily, but I do understand it and I respect it. But I'm a paying customer, so to me, it didn't affect me as much as someone that can't afford to spend.
That was my next point. For someone that I spend as well, and I know you spend, for somebody who spends, I think it actually works out for the best. Because if you look at the price odds and actually work down how much, I believe if you buy the lowest package deal, I think it's like 21 times or something, you become VIP for the month.
Right.
Jay was telling me the other night on his stream, I don't know, I think you were popping in and out, but I don't know if you were there for this bit, that if you were to, so this is a way of making coins basically. if you were to buy the 99p one, which it is in the UK, I believe it's like €1.09 for myself. If you were to buy that deal, sorry, no, which way does it work? So you play your golden goal, get your tickets down to zero.
Right.
Have your diamonds loaded, have your 99p, which is, I think it's 150. Then go into your prize wheel, press to refresh your tickets for 10 diamonds. So you're getting 15 goes at golden goal, basically. Was about 15k each time. You're looking at making over 200k in 30 minutes, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's smart ways to do it. But again, you're talking about people
who can spend, obviously.
That are legitimately spending money.
Yeah.
And Topps is fine with that because they built those systems in there for that, right?
Yeah.
So they're 100% fine with that. The problem is the kids that want to, you know, go the opposite way and, you know, create all those accounts and do all that. I don't know. It's a double-edged sword for me because I grew up dirt poor. So I understand the kids that, you know, want to be able to get something, and sometimes they have to do workarounds to be able to get it. But to me, at the end of the day, that's kind of stealing. If you think about it, if it's against their terms and they're offering the service, you don't have to play that, you know? So it's tough. It's a tough one for me because it's such a double-edged sword. But at the end of the day, I don't have a problem with the diamonds as long as there's not diamond-only packs. You know, just for an example, UCL, I just spent 60,000 coins on the new UCL star players packs. You know, I didn't pull one. Yeah. But guess what? I didn't have to pull diamonds. And some kid who's not that fortunate might have some coins, and he can open a pack, get lucky, and now trade that off for some collectibles, which I think is awesome. That's what we asked of them, and that's what they did. The only thing they need to do is hashtag free the mints.
Yeah. There's a few still that they're still holding on to. You mentioned in one of the videos as well, something similar along the market. And I've played other card collecting games in the last week, not to mention any names. I've just kind of had a dabble around other football trading card apps to try and compare what it is and like with Kick. One of them I came across, it actually has a very cool concept of trading cards. So now, bear in mind, the collection is not as large. It's only one card per player, and you might get a special signature. But it's not as prominent as it is in Kick, where they have mints, sig, set cards, the word list goes on. Each player, I believe, they're nearly at the end of it, they have about 3 cards as the maximum. I think Messi has. And you can't dupe them either. Once, it's like Pro Evolution. Once you get them, that's it. You can't get them again. You have them, and you can't dupe them to trade them on. But basically, it's a trade system. So if you don't like a player, you can select, I think it's up to 10 players, but you can select one player, say, I want to trade him. Come back in an hour. He's gone onto another market list, but you come back after the time has elapsed, and you can see. I just tried one earlier for to crack to see what happened, but I had 5 trades for this particular player. Then I had the option to go through them and filter what the opposite person has offered me and whether I want to take that or not. I can decline or approve, but I don't know if something like that would work with the amount of cards in Kick. It just seems like it would overload the engine.
Yeah, and you know, I caution people on comparing other apps to Kick. Why Kick is so unique and why it has the opportunity to be one of the greatest apps out there is because it's live fantasy football. It's not just card collecting. It's not just pulling packs. There's boost factors. There's chase factors. There's various chases, and then they run special chases at the end of a UCL or EPL season. And these are things that people get excited for. But then when you do spend money and the engine doesn't work, guess what? Now we have issues.
They introduced three new modes, basically. Prize Wheel, Tops 11, and Golden Goal. I'll start with Tops 11. Personally, I think they dropped the ball. They could have had some sort of tournament or a weekly tournament or a monthly tournament. You know, you go in, you play. It's kind of like a never-ending game now where there's no real reward. You just build your team. And how do you feel about Tops 11? Have you even played it?
I have played it, and I see exactly what you're saying because I only played it for a short time because of those factors. But keep in mind, what they can do is, all right, we've now created these entities, right? Prize Wheel, Best 11, all that good stuff. So now they can improve on it. You know, instead of adding more features, just improve and fix what you already have. That's all Kick needs to do. If that chase engine works this next year, they've already got that best 11. Just tweak it, fix it. Like you say, have monthly tournaments or monthly prizes to the top 20. Why can't you do a game changer type thing on that? I mean, there's many variables there. But again, these are things that maybe have not been brought to their attention. They're just trying to create mini games within a game. So it's up to us as the community, too, to make them aware. Hey, have you thought about this? Or we would like to see this. And I think now that they're listening, the Kick 19 video, and again, that's a great suggestion, enhance the best 11 feature for sure.
Which is kind of, it's not, it wasn't going to be my next point, but you kind of brought it up. Kick 19, and kind of showing them that, look, like, as players, this doesn't work, or as a player, this doesn't work. Whereas, as you said, they look at it as a producer, as a, okay, obviously corporate will look at it as, right, what is going to get us the most money? Producer will look at what works best, and then obviously the engine side is the engine side of it, with chasing and whatever. Do you believe that they should beta test or just put it out? Like, I'm not even, like, just, I don't know, not even kick players, just put it out to gamers, basically. Look, here's an app, test it for 10 days, come back and tell us, is it laggy? Does it work? What doesn't work? What does work?
Well, you know, I mean, that's funny because if you look at some of my old tweets, man, it's like almost every year, hashtag beta test. Like, you need to beta test it first.
Every game does it. Every game. Yeah. Demos, like, that's a beta test. Like.
Yeah. And same thing with Kick 18. It didn't work with the iPhone X, right? So,
yeah.
Now, the producers, you know, I talked to them a bit about this, and one of the things they said is we didn't have anyone that had the iPhone X to be able to test it. Well, that's when you just reach out to the community, right? A community is a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. And I think that's what Topps has learned, really. And I think that's why it has gotten better. And it's easy to harp on the negative with Topps Kick. And what I've been trying to do for myself personally, because if all I'm doing is harping on the negative and I've bitched and complained like anyone else, then it just becomes negativity. It just becomes nothing but a black hole. I don't want that anymore. So like with Kick, I have taken a step back from doing the videos because I don't want to get pissed off at Kick and then do a video while I'm pissed off at Kick, if that makes sense.
Yeah, completely. Like, I've seen it where since I've started this, people have come to me, they've messaged me and saying, look, like, this is what I think you should talk about. And I'm kind of like, why? Like, what's it going to do? It's kind of like, as you said, a double-edged sword. What is the actual outcome going to be of me complaining about this? You know, I'd prefer to have a dispute about something and say, look, this is the good point, this is the bad point. Let's hope they can improve on the good point down the line. I had a conversation with a guy who had nothing but bad things to say. And I let it go for a while and I was kind of reasoning with him. And after about 5 minutes, I just said, look, why are you even playing this app? What are you doing on the app? You know, my idea logic is, if you don't enjoy something, just don't do it.
That's exactly right. And even someone as old as I am, that's what I had to learn. And I was that same person bitching and complaining, damn it, Top. You know, every other tweet would be damn it, Tops. And then I realized, look, am I enjoying the app or not? Take a step back. Do I enjoy looking at my collection and collecting cards and then chasing and getting gold changers, or do I not? And I do. And so I'm trying to take things more positively. And that's why when I did the video making Kick great again, it wasn't me trying to piss all over Kick and Tops. It was me saying, hey guys, this is what we really want to see as a community. And so that's what Kick 19 will be. There's no sense in harping about the bad issues. Look, they know about the bad issues. You can't tell me Chari doesn't know about the issues. The thing about those producers, and especially Chari, very smart, intelligent man. And he understands that, but understand this. Chari isn't Tops.
Yeah.
Chari isn't corporate, and they also have to fall under certain guidelines. And Kick, unfortunately for Tops, is not their priority. Bunt is. And so Bunt is their big money maker. And when you look at Bunt's engine, the one that they use is the one that we inevitably get. Now, hopefully, Chari can take it to Tops and say, look, man, we are our own entity as well. Let's do these things to fix our app, because that's what he's worried about.
Yeah, completely. Look, what we lose, we're hitting the 50-minute mark there again. I'll be back to you in a moment. I can tweet you there again just to get it ready, just for the final part, if that's okay.
I only have time for maybe one more session. I've got a lot of
issues going on. Yeah, no hassle at all. If you want to cut it short now, I don't mind. I can get you another time.
No. Let's just do one more session.
10 minutes.
Wrap up some of the questions. Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks very much for your time.
That'll work.
Okay. Back kicking with Mike, still with T1 for the final part. Just going to run through a couple of quick fire questions with you, if that's okay.
Of course.
Perfect. Again, appreciate your time, man. I know the time difference. What time is it over there again?
It is right now 3:30 p.m.
Oh, nice one. I'll go. It's currently, what are we here? My clock on my car is an hour too fast. So it's 9:30 here. So just a couple of quick ones. Three things that I'd like to see introduced, and I just want to get your own opinion on it. So make the players aware. I don't know if you play Top Slam, but every Sunday, I believe, they drop an article saying, this is our schedule. These are the times we're going to be released. And at least then I know, okay, I can save coins, I can save diamonds, I can go about my way and try trade these. How would you feel about that? Or
That's what, man, I'm telling you, that's probably like number three or four already on the list. Someone had made mention of that. I love those articles for this, if no other reason. They put little snapshots and photos of the upcoming releases.
Very nice, yeah.
And to me, it gets you hyped, right? Especially when you see a good-looking design, you're like, oh, I've got to have that. So, yeah, I absolutely love that idea.
Perfect. Next one, then, is show players when you're actually online or when you've been last active, because there's nothing worse. I've done it a couple of times. When you really want the card, you've sent a trade, you don't get a response, you're kind of wondering, is he blowing me off? Have I done something wrong? You know, but it actually turns out he hasn't been online for a week. You know, it's similar if, you know, you're looking to do some quick trades before a chase or something, you're trying to get some cards in. It'd be nice to know if people are online so you can try get them in.
Yeah, I agree. But it's tough sometimes too, because, and a perfect example is you and I were trying to do a deal in a trade, and I could never get around to fully doing the research because it was kind of a bigger, more detailed trade, right?
Yeah.
You're looking for specific contest cards and all that. But it's hard. And Mike, I think you can agree, now that you're doing a podcast, you have scheduling you got to worry about. You have this and that. And then you have all the behind-the-scenes work. This, for me, is easy, right? When you and I hang up, I hang up. I go to my wife, my beautiful wife, in the bedroom, and we watch some TV. I'm golden. You, on the other hand, you have editing to do. You have to do your outro with JJ. You've got a lot that you have to do. And it's all the behind-the-scenes work, and especially with streaming and doing YouTube, now I'm having to get all kinds of equipment, learn that equipment, learn how to stream. If it wasn't for Ashley or SAS, I would be drowning right now trying to do all that stuff. So I can see what you're saying about being on the app and seeing when they were last online. But like, for someone like me, I might have been online, but I might have been able to just do a quick spam of, hey, looking for lava or whatever, and not really been able to pay attention to the trade, because I don't want to accept or decline a trade that I can't fully analyze. But I understand your frustration as well, because especially as a chaser, you're trying to get some trades done, and you're like, I see you're online, buddy, what the heck?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we all have to take a step back and realize everyone has their own lives and their own truths, and so we can't put our stuff on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get you. Next thing then is top articles. I remember when I first joined, that was the place to be. You go in, buzzing. It's gone basically at the moment. I think Jay mentioned it not too long ago. When you commented, and obviously the decline in players and players leaving has obviously affected it. But when we first started, when you left a comment in the fan feed and refreshed it, it was gone. We wouldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of putting something that if a couple of us came together, myself, yourself, Jay, maybe a couple of other people, to say, right, okay, I get schedules and I get all that, but even any particular time, look, let's go into the top article for an hour. Let's try get it going. Let's try get a chat going, basically, with some of the top guys and see if people will follow. Is that something you'd be up for?
Absolutely. I'd like to help out with that in any way. And if we can get a couple of mods involved as well, that would eliminate the spam on those particular articles. That would be splendid. Now, you know, since we're doing this recording and everything, what is the protocol, I guess, for a top article? Well, it's either talking about trades for cards in that particular article or just chatting. That's what it's there for. That's what it was established as at one time. And I tell you what, I think everyone can agree, whether you love him or hated him, Chew was a big factor. Whenever Chew would go into the top article, my adrenaline would get going because I knew something was about to pop off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So something was about to go down, but that's part of the excitement about being on that community. You never know who was going to, what banter there was going to be, but you know, at the end of the day too, you got to remember that you have gung-ho mods on there and people don't want to get banned, you know, and that's why I've offered people to come over to the Discord app and just talk about, there's a Topps Kick specific button on there. So you can talk trades and you can say, you know, a four letter word here and there and not worried about getting banned for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And that's through Discord. Is there a way you can find, I only actually found it today and I've signed up and all. Seems pretty cool. I'm getting notifications here all evening. Like, I don't know much about it. Do you have to go through Twitch or is there, you can go through Discord itself, is it? Is there a name you search?
Discord is its own app. You don't need Twitch. You don't need anything else. And actually, I'm talking to you like I'm some kind of subject matter expert. Until like 2 weeks ago when Ashley created my Discord, I had no idea what it was. And it wasn't until yesterday that I actually got on it. So there you go. But the more I'm learning about it, and you can set those notifications to off, or you can put specific notifications on for you if you're running into that issue. But it's actually quite good because what I want to do is integrate the Discord chat into my stream. And I'm trying to figure out how to do that now. And I think that will make for, you know, more exciting chat and activity and banter to where you're not getting banned.
Yeah,
on the
which app can be itself. Quite daunting, especially if you're on two strikes. You're kind of like, no, I won't. I have something to say, but I'm not going to. Look, I know you're caught for time. Last thing from Kick, and then we'll go on to have some UFC questions. Just want to get your thoughts on JJ Aldridge. So the last thing on Kick, it's a bit out there. Maybe it should be kept for behind closed doors, but I have a chase group. Well, it's not my chase group, but I've spoken to some of my chase group. You have a chase group. A lot of our chase groups make up the top 20. There's 6 weeks left of the EPL. How would you feel about mashing them together for a couple of weeks?
Oh, wow.
Now, I leave it with you. You can come back to us.
You know.
You know who's in mine.
No, I don't have a problem with it at all. But out of respect to the guys in my group, it's no different than the top bananas. We don't add anybody if one of the bananas has an issue with it. You know, just because there's enough disharmony out there and there's enough drama out there. I'm not about that. And I'm not saying that this would do that. But I would be up for something like that for sure. I think it'd be really cool. But again, let me talk to the boys and they'll hear the podcast as well.
I'm not talking about the full 6 weeks because, you know, like as you can imagine, we're setting our ways, you're setting our ways. We know how to press each other's buttons and so not. You know, even for the last day of the season, just say, look, let's just get on for one day.
That would be kind of cool. That would be really cool, you know, for sure. I'll bring that up. And I think, wow. What I like about your podcast, I gotta tell everyone out there, dude, you come with it. Like you said, you did research and now you're hitting me with like questions. I'm like, what the shit, man?
I get it.
All right. Sounds cool. And yeah.
I get a DM later and I was like, what the hell?
No, man, no. You know what? It's refreshing, to be honest with you. It's totally refreshing. And yeah, you know, the thing about chase groups is I was so against them. So against them. But what you get from chase groups is that extra little bit, a miniature community of sorts. And, you know, those people you chase with, you're spending your time with them. They become your family to an extent. So it's fun stuff. And I'll bring it up to them. And I appreciate the
question
for sure.
A couple of quick fire ones and then I'll let you be. So JJ Aldridge, you have a close tie with JJ Aldridge. Anyone who doesn't know should check out your YouTube channel. Very good video, very good coverage on her. She's strawweight. Do you believe that she could be Juana or Rose? Well, obviously she won't fight no Rose because they're of the same camp. But do you think she has what it takes to be the champion?
Without a doubt, yes. And look, I'm not just saying that because I know her personally and I've been involved in her training camps. I've been around the fight scene for a long time. Always in the background, always as a fan. I don't want to try to be like I'm some pretender. Yeah. I'm not. All right. If I get hit in the face, I'm going to try to take you to the ground and kill you. I don't like getting hit. but JJ doesn't mind dishing out some pain. And throughout the training camp, throughout the process, seeing someone grow like that, she's an amazing girl, man. And I'm not just talking on the fighter level. Everyone has their own demons, man. And she is able to mask hers better than anyone I've seen during a grueling process like that. And she is just, you know what, if I could give JJ one word, it'd be badass. She is absolutely badass. And, you know, she does train with the current champion. And she trains with the current champion for a reason, because she's up at that level. And for her, For her to win a title would not surprise me one bit. Her trainer, Mike Gonzalez, is an amazing man, an amazing person. And there's nothing but good things ahead of them. And they will. This will be their year, and they're going to shock some people. Her last fight, she was the underdog. And what did she do? She beat that ass.
Last two questions, very quick one. I see you're starting to stream Fortnite. Fortnite's something I love. I'm starting to play with the boys as well. My chase group, we all chip in and play. Where's your ideal landing spot? So if you're going, right, we're going for the win, where are you landing?
My ideal landing spot is Moisty. No doubt about it. I call it Ireland. It's so green. Yeah, it's mucky and all that. But so I always say, let's land at Ireland.
Perfect.
And yeah, so I always like to go to the back of that map, and that's my safety zone. I know where everything is.
Last one then. Big WWE fan like myself. You're creating a stable of four. You're one. Three other guys you take to the ring with you of all time can be any generation, and one manager. Who has it been?
You want me to take three WWE superstars into the ring,
past or present,
and a manager, past or present. Ultimate Warrior, right away. He's going to go in there. I have to have some other Irish blood, so I'm going to pick Becky
Lynch,
because it's going to be a mixed match. You know what I'm saying? We have to have a little sexiness there, and I'll be the Brutes. Manager Paul Heyman, because he can work the mic for us a little bit. And for the last one, it's Rowdy Roddy Piper, my man.
Yeah, absolute legend.
I gotta go with the legend. Yeah, may he rest in peace always, man. And I appreciate the connection he has with Ronda Rousey, and I'm looking forward to her coming to
It seems like it's gonna be a great one. Look, I'll let you go. I know you're a busy man. I don't think I need to shout out your Twitter, but it is at @TPunkaponeOG. I believe you'll be streaming Kick on Friday from 3 PM UK time to about 6 PM UK time. I don't know if you want to shout out the American times or.
Yeah, it's going to be 8 AM on Mountain Time, 10 AM on the Eastern Time, and then going for 3 hours strong. And I got to tell you something, man. I'm very, very humbled and very, very appreciative of you being. Allowing me on your podcast, because you do a great job, and you're definitely professional with this, and I love where it's headed. So you and JJ, man, keep doing.
Really appreciate it. Okay, I'll let you go then. Have a good rest of the day, anyway. Okay.
Yes, sir. You have an amazing day, and good luck with the chase when it's next.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, lads, and welcome back to the final part, kicking it with Mike. Still joined with my good friend Jay. How are you again, man?
Yeah, good fella. Good, thank you.
Perfect. A bit of bad news to break to you. Between part 1 and 5, I interviewed T-Bone in the middle.
Oh, you did it without me?
Yeah, that's just 2 weeks in a row now. Oh,
literally, you flew to Australia without me. You interviewed Connor without me. You've interviewed... I feel like the...
Fortnite, when you're left in the zone and I'm gone looting everywhere else, you're kind of like,
I literally feel like I've been knocked down and no one's reviving me. What's going on?
For myself, T-Bone spoke with a lot of stuff, like a hell of a lot of stuff. Just some of the things he was talking about. The top bananas. What do you know about the top bananas?
So, limited, but my understanding of it is. Obviously, we all know the YouTubers came in and obviously bought a lot of people. A lot of people didn't really know how to trade, didn't really know values. I know it was a really, really difficult... I think I referenced it in the very first episode. It was a really, really difficult time to get sets completed, fair trades being sent across, all that sort of stuff. So I know a few of the guys, I think led probably by T-Bone, I think Carl, created a group, Top Bananas, and my understanding is it was like a trading group where if you're going for sets and stuff, you know, you could only really join the group if you were a kind of fair trader. You know, you're not going to ask for overpays all the time. It was all about helping each other out and kind of avoiding the 2-for-1, 3-for-1, 4-for-1 deals. Where people have kind of come across with ultimate team values is my understanding.
And you've kind of hit the nail on the head. Basically, my understanding was, or what I thought it was, now it wasn't particularly my understanding, but what someone had told me beforehand was that, you know, it was basically to combat the YouTubers, that, you know, YouTubers would come in, change the values of everything, just with the FIFA value of everything, Ultimate Team. I then spoke to somebody during the week who explained it a bit better, and then I went in a bit prepared to team on. It was basically, as you said, just a group of guys who helped each other out, completing sets, just as exactly as you said, really. Another thing then we talked about was the fact that Diamonds, he understood the fact that, like, it was a business decision, it's a corporate company. You know, he couldn't argue with the fact that it was. He still gets why people were farming coins. Because, you know, not everybody's going to be able to afford the Diamond side of it. But he is happy that, you know, they brought in that little bit of hope where they might have it, even if it's 1 in 200 or 1 in 150, that you still have that hope of pulling that particular card.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's almost like a satisfaction element to me that if the odds are really stacked against you and you pull a card, what a feeling.
Yeah. You
know? So, like, I go, I mean, not so much on kit because everybody knows I buy diamonds and, you know.
Do you?
Do I really?
You brought them in. I heard you message Top saying, here, look, let's bring in diamonds.
Let's bring in diamonds so I can untip the balance on the playing field. But no, look, for me, I mean, you know, a little bit about me. I don't smoke. I don't really drink. For me, it's what I like to do. It's what I like to collect. You know, I don't really have a problem with spending what I spend. You know, I worked hard for a long time. So I enjoy the collection. I enjoy seeing nice cards in my collection. You know, I appreciate the time, the effort, the kind of, you know, that goes into the designing of the cards. And, you know, for me, it's something I quite like to do. So it doesn't concern me. I also appreciate that not everybody can do that. So there are people out there that can't afford to buy the diamonds. And, you know, I actually get quite a bit of a buzz when I go onto another app, so something like Skate or something, and I pull a 1 in 200 signature. I actually like that feeling. I think it gives you, you know, it's almost like you've kind of beat the system, if you like, because I've gone on, I've got my daily coins, and I've managed to pull a card that is really difficult to pull. What I don't then do is charge someone through the nose for it, because, you know,
that's what I was going to ask you. Just because now you've pulled that at the higher odds, do you value that higher? Or
so I value it a little bit higher than I would just pulling like a 1 in 20 insert, just because of the fact that, you know, it's unlikely I'm going to pull anything again that week. So if I want to do a decent cross trade, then that's my time to kind of do a decent cross trade. But what I'm not really prepared to do is go, right, I've pulled something that the majority of collectors or people on the app, that, you know, there are people that love Skate and like I love Kick, and they try and go after a card, they might drop 500k and not pull that card. What I don't do is hold them to ransom. I say a fair price, normally well in their favor, and I do a trade. And do you know what, sacrificing or a little bit of greed there will help you in the long run, because that person's then going to go, right, do you know what? You know, I've got someone here who's decent, didn't rip me off. If I happen to pull a card on Kick I know he's interested in, I know he's got my back, sort of thing. So I know, you know, it's all about a bit of respect, you know.
Yeah. The next thing that we kind of touched on was Kick 19, and just something I've watched a couple of T-Bone's older videos just to do a bit of prepping, and I've noticed that, you know, it seems to be the same problems, not all the same problems, but every 4 to 5 problems are the same in all 3 years of his wish list. So why not beta test it? Why not release it to a handful of people and say, okay, you have 3 days or you have 4 days, come back to us with problems.
I think it's a great idea. I think if you could go, right, let's get a group of people. I mean, because, you know, they're not going to have every type of device, but let's get a group of people, broad spectrum of devices, some similar to what they do to FIFA Ultimate Team. You know, I've been fortunate enough to beta test Ultimate Team a few times. You know, do some bug checks. Let's load, you know, some diamonds on there. Let's load some coins on there. Let's see how it works. Let's see, you know, how the features work. Let's get some feedback.
I think it's a great idea. How you do it in the App Store, not quite so sure.
Yeah.
Or whether or not you'd have to do it outside the App Store, push it through like you do with some of the apps that you can download outside the App Store. Really don't know. But conceptually, I think it's a great idea.
You know, because if you think back to the year of five-a-side and how, like, how that didn't run so smoothly from the get-go, and they had to make changes mid-September, where they pulled five-a-side and made a couple of interface changes on that. You know, if you had beta testers in there, you know, it would have been nullified there and then.
Yeah, because I mean, the five-a-side thing, I thought that was a brilliant concept. I absolutely loved it. One of the things, I mean, look, I don't think you could do it, but one of the things I would love to see is almost like a Topps Trump feature where, you know, you can play against other people and, you know, play cards off and stuff. So I think there's loads of scope for things they could do. I think there's some really, really nice things that they could bring into the app, but beta testing it is such a smart idea. It's just whether or not they can physically do it, or how they push it out to people.
Yeah. The next two things, then. The first thing, I chanced me arm. I mentioned the Topps articles. I think I spoke to you regarding it before as well, where if we could just organise a couple of lads, just say, who know the game and, you know, who are willing to just go in and just slog it out basically for an hour or two, just chatting really. Because I know we do it a lot on Twitter and we do it a lot through other means, like the likes of PlayStation and stuff like that. But I just mentioned, like, if you want, if there's a time you're free, and there's a couple of people free, let's all just head into the Topps, the Top article, and just like the good old days, basically, just kind of get some chit-chat going regarding the article itself and just regarding Kick, and just try to get some kind of movement.
Look, I'm well up for that. I think we mentioned this a couple of episodes, but I'm well up for it. So,
yeah.
You know, let's...
His only fear was that, you know, and you can understand if somebody sees, like, not saying that somebody has a grudge against him or anything like that, but if a mod goes in and just starts flagging people, just for the sake of flagging people, you know, that can be very off-putting.
I think as long as you don't go into the latest article. So my understanding in terms of rule of thumb on there was, if you're not in the late, look, I don't think it matters this year, to be honest, yeah, because there's not that many people in there. But I think if you're not in the latest article, and it's, you know, there's sensible conversation going on, it's not in any way, shape or form degrading to anyone, there's no bullying going on in there or anything like that, I don't really see how there can be an issue with it, to be honest with you. You know, the more traffic we can get to the articles and people interacting and people understanding, asking questions, I can only see it as a positive thing. So if a mod started going rogue, it's quite an easy one to pick it out. I mean, Topps haven't got that many mods, I don't believe. Majority of people know who mods are, so I think it'd be quite an easy one to stamp out. And, you know, unfortunately for any kind of mods that did go down that route, I'm pretty sure they'd remove you pretty quickly from that list.
Yeah. The next one was then, we spoke very, very briefly about it during the week. I think it was even this morning. Chase group. So we have a Chase group, David Chase group. I think the majority of all, both Chase groups are in the top 20. I just put it to him, for the last couple of weeks now, obviously I think there's 7 weeks left. I don't know who's in his Chase group. I don't know if there's any animosity towards our Chase group. He's going to run it by them. I'm sure we'll run it by our guys as well and see, just even for the last week, just for the laugh, really.
I think it's a great idea, you know, and I think a bit of banter, bit of laughing, a bit of joking, you know, bringing people together. You know, bridges being, you know, if there is any, I mean, I don't think there's any animosity there. At the end of the day, we're all playing the same app for the same reasons. We enjoy it. So, you know, we've probably got more in common than we have not in common. So,
yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think the bigger your groups can be, I think, you know, allows you the flexibility for when people aren't around, to kind of, you know, to still cover the games, to still give everybody a kind of chance of getting a getting a, you know, whatever level GC they're at. You know, you should have a chase group for a bronze GC.
What actually
it's about the banter, to be honest, and the camaraderie.
What made me think about it was Salah game changer to come out. Phil, who would be, he doesn't chase with ourselves, but we would play Fortnite and he would be active in our chase group. He was looking for Salah and he messaged somebody from a different chase group saying, look, can you ask your guys, are they selling it? Rather than just kind of, you know, it was kind of like a, not like a rival gang, but it was just kind of, it got me thinking like, why?
The Bloods and the Crips.
You know, it was just like, why? Like, you know, we're all, as you said, we have more in common than we have not in common. So, you know, like, I don't mean that we have to do it for the last 7 weeks, but even if the last week or something, just for something different to do, basically. Last one, then, yeah, it's just a couple of UFC stuff, WWE stuff. What I do want to talk about is the MLS stuff. You've opened a couple of packs. I just think it's crazy how overpriced it is. I sold a couple of goals earlier, and I'm not going to say what I got or who I got it from, but, like, lads, cop on. Like, seriously, don't be selling that stuff for gold base. Like, it's just so, why, it, like?
I think the learnings from the EPL season for me were, they protected card counts on golds by the way that they released them into packs.
Yeah.
So actually investing early, although it might seem expensive and you might seem to be paying, you know, like, and look, there are some crazy stuff out there. I think I got offered a silver GC for one gold. Now, it wasn't the greatest silver GC, but it's a silver GC for, you know, for Pete's sake. I'm not going to turn it, you know, I'm not going to turn it down if you really want that card, but it's, there's an element of getting early, you know, you've got your kind of gold GC sorted for the first few weeks. If you know, there's guys out there that's already got 11 of each gold and there's probably less than 100 of them out. So if you can get in early, it does kind of cement yourself in. You can maybe relax a little bit on the next release. So I understand it from that perspective. However, you know, give it a couple of weeks, and there'll be a few hundred gold knocking around. You'll have cross traders happy to trade them. You know, you can probably just about get top 50, top 20 on silvers at the moment, because there's so few golds out there, and a select few have got a lot of them. So I understand, as we said, you know, as soon as something comes out, people want it. It's that shiny new thing. You know, I've just done a sales negotiation course, so I'm seeing all this in a different light at the moment. But it's a shiny new thing. It's a status thing. It's a I want. If you start to weigh up the pros and cons of it, if you give it a little bit of time, you start to see that value drop. You start to get better value for your book, and you know, you get a little bit more out of it. But I do understand it. But you know, if you can,
to put it into perspective, I got a silver game changer Vidal for two goals. One goal was David Villa. The second goal, I don't know who he was. He was a long-haired guy. I don't know what his name is. Either. I don't even know who he plays for. I opened like 10 packs and I got them. Yeah, so like, just let's please. That's all I have to say. It's frustrating. Like, cause I don't know, is it people taking advantage, or is it just people are willing to overpay it? You know, it's that kind of in between line of, you know, where are you getting these values? Why do you think you have to pay this for this? And then obviously, you know, it's personal opinion. Once both people are happy, I suppose, who cares really? The next thing then on the meetings agenda is, I hear you're going to start streaming.
Yeah. So, you know, I think your guest, on today's podcast, Mr. T-Bone has very kindly hooked me up with the software that he uses. So I'm pretty much good to go in terms of a setup. So basically the plan is probably in the next couple of weeks. So I need a bit of time off work. So I'm hoping over Easter weekend to get everything set up properly, everything ready to go. And give it some proper time, because what I don't want to do is kind of come to the table and let either myself down or the people that are going to come and kind of hopefully spend a bit of time and spend a bit of energy on it. It's from a from a viewer's perspective. So what I want to do is kind of Easter weekend, probably release some content, hopefully piggyback off one of T-Bone's top skip streams. So I might go live just after he's finished. I've got some really good ideas in terms of content. I'm not gonna share those now because I kind of want it to be a bit of a surprise. If anybody's got any ideas or anything they'd like to see, anything they'd like to know, then please come forward. You know, and if it's something that we can go with, obviously give you the guys the credit for it, and we'll run with it. But yeah, the plan is at least once a week, maybe two times a week, stream some kick, stream some pack openings, do some bits around cards, you know, some really, really cool stuff coming, overlaid with some kind of Fortnite stuff, some Call of Duty World War II, some FIFA stuff. Now that I'm actually getting decent again at FIFA, you know, we'll do some challenges, we'll do play some fans, play some people from the app, you know, just literally bring more people into the circle, make the circle bigger, and have a laugh while we're doing it. I'm not a serious gamer. I'm a casual gamer who enjoys it. You know, I've got some bloody good people lined up. So my younger brother, much younger brother, is a bit of a wizard on COD. I think I've shared some screenshots with yourself in terms of some of the kills he pulls out the bag.
Yeah, totally.
So we'll get him on board. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just really conscious of the fact that I just want to make sure the content's quality of the content and the quality of the output is right there. So Easter weekend is what I'm aiming for.
Yeah.
So yeah, looking forward to it.
What everyone really wants to know, and I've been getting a lot of tweets about it, is will you still appear on the podcast?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've got to say, it's been one of the most enjoyable things I've been doing, to be honest, outside of, you know, the app and outside of the kind of PlayStation stuff that we do. So in terms of interaction and enjoyment, I love it. You know, the feedback we've been getting is great.
Yeah.
You know, the comments that we're getting, the support that you know we're getting, I think the concept is brilliant. So yeah, I'm happy to be involved in it for as long as I'm wanted.
Okay. how do I get rid of him? No, actually, well, you know. I've tried that diamond method. Remember, I said it earlier to T-Bone, but I don't know if you said it on the stream last week or on the podcast last week, or if you were saying it on the PlayStation, where if you buy your 99p diamonds and you get 150, you play your golden goal, go into the prize wheel, reset it, go back, play your golden goal. Go back, we just keep doing that. I spent 150 diamonds. I made 310k coins.
Yeah. So I was, it was on PlayStation the other night, literally. So this is how my mind works, right? So I'm in bed, 2 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and I'm like, I've had a freaking brilliant idea. And literally, I dreamt about this. I'm like, right, okay. So if I spend 99p on diamonds, so if I wake up in the morning, I have 50 tickets. I spend my 50 tickets on golden goal. So I get 3 goes on golden goal. I then buy 99p's worth of diamonds. My tickets get refilled. So I have 3 more goes on golden goal. So that's 6 goes so far, I spent 99p. Go into the prize wheel, spend 10 diamonds, get my 50 tickets back, repeat that process. It's something like you get 45, 50, some, just shy of 60 goes at golden goal. So you're going to get that. So for 99p a day, you're almost guaranteed around about 250,000 coins.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, I've actually gone and purchased a further 600 just to try it out more and see what I can make. So,
there you go.
But then the only thing is then I'm limited because if, you know, a coin pack. I suppose I use my coins for highlights, save of the week, goal of the week, player of the week.
Yeah, so
for service me, purpose, I suppose.
What I was envisioning doing it for was exactly that. So I will still spend diamonds on stuff like
contests,
contests that drop, you know, anything where the odds are kind of over 1 in 10, 1 in 15, you're kind of going to spend a lot of time on golden goal to not get a lot back. But whereas if you do highlights, save of the weeks, editor's choice is always a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
To pack those quite quickly. It's just going to, you know, over the course of a week, you've got almost, you know, for £4 or £5, you can almost get yourself, easily get yourself 1 million coins.
Yeah.
Drop that on a weekend. Some serious tracking material there, especially if BEC is baseless.
I don't know how you even came up with that. Now. That's top secret information.
It's top secret, but we'll just put it on the podcast.
Why not? Like, our secrets are your secrets. Look,
let's reward the listeners, because without them we're nothing, right?
Last question. Then we're kind of well over time here. We play Fortnite quite a bit. If you were to pick 4 people, or yourself and 3 others, to get the win, excluding ourselves, because obviously we play together, and there's no better duo than myself and yourself, finishing outside 10 every single time. But if you were to pick 3 other people to play it with, just within the Kick community, doesn't necessarily have to be someone you play with, but just 3 people that you would like to play with.
So 3 people that I haven't played with that I'd like to.
No, you could play with them as well. So if you're going for the win, you're saying, right, I'm picking this guy, this guy, and this guy.
If I'm going for the win,
Adam is there, surely.
I've got to say Adam.
Yeah.
I'm a loyal lad, so I've got to say Phil.
Yeah, it's like a dynamic duo. Like, they kind of...
Yeah, they kind of come... They literally come as a package deal, right?
Yeah.
And then if I can't choose yourself, I would go for your good lady.
Who's actually playing it right now?
So she's getting some practice in. So I would, that would be my immediate dream team. Xbox wise, I would say, T-Bone, obviously.
Yeah.
I would go for Morgan, and I would go for Ollie Clark.
Perfect celebrity trio. Make a four team. Celebrities now. Here we go.
So there we go. So when we're on stream, let's see if we can get those two lots of teams going, because we've got PS4 and Xbox One set up now as well. So when we're on, we'll have to do it.
But if you were to pick a celebrity trio, who would the trio be with you?
Oh, celebrities?
Yeah.
I'm
going Conor McGregor first.
Conor McGregor.
I just think it'd be absolute mayhem.
Yeah. I don't think he'd be any good at building, but I think he'd be funny.
Roy Keane.
Yeah, Roy Keane would be one.
Imagine
anybody shooting him. God, he'd be all over him.
Not that right or other right. It'd be crazy, you'd be terrified.
I'd go for him. I would go for Keith Lemon.
Oh yeah, you have to have the laughs.
So, and just because they work so well together, I'd probably go Holly Willoughby.
Yeah.
So Conor McGregor, Keith Lemon, and Holly Willoughby.
Holly Willoughby.
Holly Willoughby, there we go.
Perfect. I think that's it. We'll wrap it up with that, so.
Okay, mate. Perfect. Been fun as always. Looking forward to listening back.
There's about, what did I do with T-Bone? Probably about 50 minutes with himself. So... Yeah, ran smoothly. Happy enough.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll leave it there.
I'll listen to what I missed out on.
Go on. Sure, I'll talk to you in the meantime.
All right, mate. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.